Imperial, can I help you?
Hi, is Lauren in?
Oh boy, he's just with a customer. Could I get him to give you a holler back?
Yeah, we could do that. Oh, you might be able to help me out too. My name's Nico. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. Is there anybody else around that can help some with the finances, or is it just
maybe? Hey, Drew, are you in there? 138 inch. I will. I'll give you a call. Hang on one second, okay? Hang on. What's
okay.
your name? What's
Nico.
Your name?
Nico.
Nico. Okay, Nico. Hey.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lauren?
Yes.
Hey, Lauren, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
The Bank of what?
The Bank of Cardiff. It sounds a little funny over the phone. I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time here. I just need 30 seconds. Our bank, we specialize in equipment financing and working capital. I was just touching base here to see if you had any fourth quarter plans that might require financing where we could be a resource to you.
I don't know. I'm always open for suggestions, but I did have some equipment I wanted to renew, but I didn't really. I have a couple companies I do business with, but I didn't really care for the terms, so I didn't do anything because the rates were too high. So I have a couple companies that I buy from that give 1 year same as cash. So
mm-hmm.
I've been trying to wait for them to have an equipment special or something going on.
Yeah, where you can kind of take advantage of that.
Yeah, that's most beneficial to me. But some of these things are 10-12% interest, which is for me is
Wait, 10-12% interest off these pieces of equipment? That's pretty high.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So
who are you going through? Are these your local bank that you use, or are these other lenders that have kind of given answers back for
These are the companies. These are the companies that the equipment people go through.
Oh, these are
the vendors. I imagine they're getting a kickback or a piece of it.
That's a pretty high kickback, I would imagine. Are there specific pieces that you're looking for currently that you maybe just want to see what we could probably do for you? Because we start off our rates at the single mid-level digits, and then we kind of work up or down from there depending on how you look down on paper for the business.
Well, I guess if you want to email me some information, I can look into it.
Okay, what's the best email that I can get from you so I can shoot you over my contact information at least?
ASCLVK@hotmail.com.
Can you repeat that for me? Sorry.
Alpha, Sierra, Echo, Lima, Victor, Kilo. Not here. @hotmail.com. ASCLVK.
Hotmail.com. Okay. You know what? Why don't we do this, Lauren? Do you want me to shoot you over our credit application? And kind of what else we would need to move forward with our application if you maybe just wanted to pull the trigger and try it out, see what we can do for you.
Okay.
All right, I'll do that. Usually what we require from you to get the process started to see what we can get the business approved for is just 6 months of business bank statements, last year's tax return, and then if you have the equipment quotes, that would help out tremendously because it gives us a better picture. Do you happen to have those type of quotes? Are they found online? Have you looked at anything like that?
Yeah, I got a couple quotes. I'll have
okay.
to.
Perfect. Yeah, and everything that you can do is you can fill it out on the credit app. It shows what type of equipment. You just write the type of equipment, who you'd be going through, what vendor, how much it costs, etc. So we just take a look at that and see. I mean, if we can get you approved on our end here, What type of equipment is this in particular? Maybe it can get me a better perspective so I know what we're working with here.
Well, I wanted to buy one of those H1234, the new AC machine, the new refrigerant, which, you know, they're like $5,000-$6,000. And I was looking to upgrade one of my other AC machines, so.
Okay, so you are trying to, like, replace the old one that you have?
Well, one machine I'm thinking about replacing or just, you know, selling as a good used one.
Mm-hmm.
The other machine I'm looking to buy because I don't have one.
Oh, okay, I understand now. All right, so one's replacing and then another's to
There's
be...
There's a new refrigerant on the market. It came out in 2014. It's called H1234.
And, H1234.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking to... I'm looking to get one of those machines.
Okay, so what kind of, I mean, I'm not too familiar with this piece of equipment. Do you mind explaining a little more in detail what it does for the business so I can have, like, that better perspective?
Well,
one of the things
we specialize in is air conditioning service and repair, and this machine is, you have to have it to do air conditioning service on the newer cars.
Okay.
Like your Fiats, and we specialize in a lot of European. So
okay.
All the Fiats take 1234 and.
Now, where are you guys located?
Henderson, Nevada.
Okay, so I'd imagine does it get pretty hot out there?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's in the hundreds from the beginning of May until the end of August.
So, oh man, so yeah, you definitely
warm here. Yeah,
you need one of these machines, especially for the people who just overuse their AC, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here's what I'll do. I want to at least see what...
I'm going to buy a machine. It's just that who I buy it from and the terms that I get and how I do it, that's all. I mean,
right,
it's
so...
Like I'm kicking it around. It's something that's going to happen, and I'm absolutely going to buy it in
off-season
because the prices are lower.
And that's a smart move on your behalf. Is there, like, a deadline that you have where you want to get this piece of equipment, these two pieces?
Yeah, I'd like to have it by December, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to buy it by December, yeah.
Right. I mean, the earlier the better.
Somebody to step up and give me, like, a 0% or, you know, 1 year same as cash or something.
Well, let me ask you this. What type of terms are you looking for in particular? Do you have, like, something on your mind? Do you want the terms spread out so the payments are cheaper per month? Or do you want it, like, a short term where you can just, like, pay it off within a year or so? What are you looking for exactly so I can kind of, like, take note here?
Well,
on
if
that.
I had something that was zero or it was a low rate for a couple of years, I would, you know, just stretch it out and have the lowest payment.
Okay. How would you rate your personal credit right now? Because a lot of our equipment financing programs go and use credit as one of the main factors. Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Where do you stand?
Well, mine's in the high sevens, and my wife's in the low eights, so that's where we stand.
Oh, wow. You guys are sitting pretty well, then.
I mean, I walked into the bank to get a home equity line because we wanted to put a pool in, and I walked out, you know, in a few minutes with I paid cash for my house, so I don't have a mortgage, so that probably
came
into play as well. I'm not looking to put my house up.
Yeah, no, our loans are tied. Just they're secured to the equipment themselves. They're not secured to, like, your home or anything like that, because those are more along the lines of an SBA loan, where they either tie it to your house or they tie it to your business itself. So are you the 100% owner of the business?
You know what? I got to take this call. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, hey, what's going on? Yeah, where's it at?
But does a weekly payment work for you at all?
Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. Yeah, keep me in mind if you guys have anything. I don't know if it's been slow or what's been going on. But...
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll handle that tomorrow. All right, thank you. All right, bye. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
okay,
not a problem.
Was
I was asking, how's the ownership breakdown of your business? Are you the 100% owner?
Yes. Well, my wife and I, yeah.
Okay, so do you do it like split 50-50 then? Like the breakdowns, what are you, a C corporation? How do you structure it?
No, I'm a LLC.
Oh, you're an LLC, okay. And you guys are what, 50-50 like I said?
Yeah, well, I'm the you know, we do our status, yeah, 50-50.
Okay, just helps over here on my end. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to email you over our application package because I want to see what we can do to help out here. Obviously, our equipment financing program would be the best solution here. We can spread it out for the terms however long you want, and we kind of try and tailor it to what you're looking for exactly. And we do the monthly payments. Like I said, the rates are in the single digits, mid-single digits. We either move up or down depending on how you look. So I require a few of the other documents to kind of get the ball rolling on our end. And the good thing about us, Lauren, is we're actually able to get you an answer for whether or not we can approve you within 24 hours. So it's a very quick turnaround. So you have an answer right there and then, and boom, you want to see if you can work with us or not work with us. It's up to you. I'd like to at least earn your business and see what we can do to help out. So keep a lookout for that email.
How did you get my information?
We do selective screening. So there's two ways that we do it. We checked out your D&B credit profile, saw that you were a credit-worthy business to work with, as well as your past borrowing history with a few of our partners that you might have done a couple years ago, it looks like. Are you familiar with any type of financing you did with Working Capital Loan back in 2012?
With Direct Capital?
It possibly would be with Direct Capital, yes. They're,
So
they're one of our partners or affiliates in our network, and we were able to see that you had a strong borrowing history, so we'd, you know, like to see if we could do some business with you.
Okay.
So I'll shoot over the application, and, you know, once you get all the documents together and submit it over to me, I can give it to my underwriting department, and they can come back with actual terms, actual rates, and everything, and then we can move from there, kind of tailor everything to what you're looking for exactly.
Okay.
All right. When do you think I should expect the application package to be returned back? So 6 months bank statements, the tax return, and the quotes and application. It's not that many documents.
I don't know. This is a crazy week for me because it's the Apex and SEMA show and.
The SEMA show. Yeah.
And I'll be going, so I'm not going to be doing much tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday. So. I don't know, maybe Friday or Saturday, I don't know. I got some family in town, and I'm going to be pretty busy, so it would take a few days. So.
How about we do this, Lauren? Why don't I check back in? So what day are you leaving for the show? So are you going on Friday?
Well, I'm going to leave here late morning tomorrow, and then I'm going to go Wednesday most of the day, and then on Thursday I'll go late morning, so.
Okay, do you want me to follow up with you on Friday? Or maybe Monday, whichever one works best for you.
Yeah, probably Monday, yeah.
Okay, I will give you a call back on Monday. Just touch base, see, you know, where you're at in the process, if you collected everything. And just out of curiosity, are you driving anything up there? What are you bringing over there? Do you have any,
We're taking a 67 Camaro convertible RS.
Oh,
for a customer, so.
Oh wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I got a 74 Chevy Nova myself, and then my dad has a 69 Barracuda 340.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I love those things, man. They're amazing and they're fun toys.
yeah, they are.
All right, Lauren. I'll follow up with you next Monday to see where you're at, and you know, enjoy the week, enjoy the show and everything. I'm kind of jealous, to be honest.
Well, okay. Yeah, so we should have a good time.
Yeah, and just let me confirm the email real quick one last time. It was Alpha, Sam, Echo, Larson, Victor, I don't know, K@hotmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, all right then. All right, so expect that email shortly, and I look forward to doing some business with you.
Okay.
You take care. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, too. Okay.
Bye now. Okay.